You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I have a question for you, but as I will begin by presenting something initially, and then I will ask you a question. And we'll see how astute you are in your abilities to reason. Now, I had mentioned yesterday that at the end of the world, the condition of the world would be just like it was in the days of Noah. Before Noah, people were mad. And Christ said that as in the days of Noah, so would it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man in the last decade before Christ returns. And the Bible talks about at the end of the world, before Christ returns, he talks about Russia, would be in the Bible, England, and Iran, Israel, the United States, China, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, all the nations basically of the Middle East. And it says also at the end of the world, a great empire would emerge. And if you think about the greatest empire ever to exist in the last 6,000 years, Egypt was great, Greece was great, ancient Babylon, Rome, Spain, England, France, Russia had her times in the past, But of all of these nations, which nation was the greatest? What nation owns outer space? Is it Russia? Is it China? Or is it America? What nation can control the airspace internationally? What nation can, at the stroke of a pen, put in a no-fly zone? And what nation owns the airspace internationally? What nation owns the surface of the oceans? What nation in World War I, World War II, the American Navy was the, you might say, protected the cargo ships going back and forth to Europe as they rebuilt Europe? What nation owns everything that is beneath the surface of the earth? What nation can control land masses internationally and doesn't have to use bombers but can use weather warfare weapons like HAARP to stop moisture from coming into an area and cause a drought, or using microwave technology, bring in moisture from a distant area and flood an area? What nation can control and does control all communications? in the United States of America, one of the greatest eavesdropping networks ever created is right here in Colorado, Denver, right there at Buckley Air National Guard Base, the Radome system. We collect everything that is transmitted, every phone call, text, everything that happens on computer, everything can be collected there at the old Buckley Air National Guard Base. It's one of three of the greatest information gathering systems in the world. It's a little outdated now, so they moved the operation digitally to Salt Lake City. What nation watches everything that happens on the face of the earth? Empire. What nation controls all technology? All technology, great technology, initially began here in this country, and then other nations, our technology was given to other nations, like China, Russia. How did the Russians, who trained them to take dirt, radioactive dirt, process it into building nuclear bombs? The United States of America. Our Defense Department did that. Our Defense Department showed them how to build stronger steel, metals, for weapons. Communications, technology. We own infospace. We own outer space. Our space program, no space program like it internationally. And it says at the end of the world, this nation, empire, it would become a land of insanity, a land of mental instability. It also says that it would become a land of powerful people that run the government that would be demon-possessed. And that demon possession in these people that are very powerful and the culture itself would become the new normal. The culture of the new normal will affect mentally unstable individuals internationally. We're going to continue with this when we get back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
decide to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know that things are gonna look up, 'cause I feel us drowning in a sea spilled from a cup. And there is no place safe and no safe place to put my head when you can feel the world shake from the words that I said. And
all you angels, if there was ever a time in mankind's history where there was a need of God's holy angels to protect the unborn and the recently born and children in elementary schools across the land and preschools and young people, this is the time when this nation needs protection like never before, and the only one who's going to give that protection is the Lord Jesus Christ. Religion, false religion, is not going to help. Only true religion, a religion that believes in a living God, a God who is real. This country is in need of a living God like never before, and it's only going to become more evil, and the people of this country are going to be more needy in the sense of they're going to need someone who can help them from the insanity that is taking place in this country. The nations of the world, they are witnessing something so unbelievable, they cannot believe how mad this culture has become. Mentally unstable people, individuals that are going to affect other individuals internationally with their mental instability. Now, also what's going to happen and what is happening and what we're seeing, but we have to put two and two together. Individuals in this country, we're looking at people that are demon-possessed. That's a pretty heavy statement. But these people are not in their right mind, or are they in their right mind just controlled by very powerful, unseen, invisible forces? I'll give you an example. I'm going to ask you a question. Was Adolf Hitler a normal man, or was he a man demon-possessed? Mao Tse-tung. Was he a normal individual, which you would call normal? Today, yes. There are people just like this, and I'm going to mention them in a second. Mao Tse-tung. Demons, very powerful spirits. How about Vladimir Stalin? Was it Vladimir? Stalin? How about Lenin? Vladimir Lenin. How about Mussolini? I can continue. Were these men insane? Were they mentally stable? Or were they totally possessed by demonic forces? These men were admired by millions and millions of people. They were considered to be normal while they were in power. Would you consider these type of people to be normal? Insanity is the new normal in America. Let's look at some present-day men of great power. How about Klaus Schwab? I'm asking you the questions. How about Anthony Fauci? Would you consider Anthony Fauci to be a man that is just intelligent without having something in the background working with something in the background, invisible, powerful. Klaus Schwab, the same. George Soros. Is there demonic possession? I'm asking you the question. Something to consider. We, who are generally conservative, we have a great balance in life. We go to work. We make sure that we live by the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. These people, they do whatever they wish. There is no golden rule with them. There are no Ten Commandments with these people. The only commandment is the Satanic Bible says, do as you please, do all that you please, regardless of whether you harm a person or a billion people. Do all your desire. This is the Satanic Bible. The Christian Bible says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love your neighbor as yourself. You fulfill the law. But these people in the Satanic Bible, do all your pleasure. You want to sacrifice little children? Do all your pleasure. You want to be a pedophile and rape little children, 1 year old or younger? Do all your pleasure. You want to abort children in the womb? Do all your pleasure, whatever you desire. And this is the new normal. This is the new normal. At the end of the world, there would be a culture so evil, and the laws of the land initially that were to protect the unborn, young children, society, the whole society, eventually the law of the land, the constitution of this country, would incrementally become powerless. There would be no justice. None. And eventually what the Bible says too is when there is no justice, the people groan. The people grow weary. There must be justice, and in the Bible there is justice. Then you have, how about, would you consider to be an ex-president and his wife, the Clintons, would you consider them to be mentally stable? You know, maybe they're a little bit more stable than Jeffrey Dahmer, or maybe Ted Bundy. And the psychiatrists that work with Ted Bundy and other individuals like this that are serial killers, murderers, torturers of women and men and children, the psychiatrists, the honest psychiatrists, they have stated there is no rehabilitating these people. They cannot be rehabilitated. Because they can't be rehabilitated, many have been on record stating the only thing you can do, you can put them in jail for 40 years, 50 years, and then eventually they may get out. But once they get out of jail, they will go back to the same evil that they did before they were imprisoned. The best thing that man could do, the governments could do, is take these people out and hang them. They can't be rehabilitated. It's in the Bible. But nobody wants to believe the Bible. No. The Bible is too brutal. The things in the Bible are too... Oh, no. No. The Bible, what's brutal is these murderers that have killed 40 million people. You know, we can't get our minds around 40 million people. But I'll tell you what, let's just take one individual child. Now you can think clearly. One person, if you've ever been to a car wreck where you see the individual pass away in front of you, a young man. I was out on I-25 driving north between Highway 66 and 119. I saw a young man fall asleep, drive off the road, drive over off the bridge, and there's no way this young man is going to live. I watched him die. There's nothing you could do. The only thing I wanted to do is see if I could, if the car caught fire, I was going to cut him out. But in the meantime, I didn't want to move him. He was too beat up. Just one person like that, you get an understanding of what death is like. How about the Caesars of Rome? Do you consider these Caesars to be normal, or were they demon-possessed? How about some of the men that ruled England? Normal or possessed? Russia? How about presidents of this country? People in Congress? People in the House of Representatives? Or positions of government? We are a culture, we are a country in need of psychiatrists. Look at the amount of money that is spent yearly on psychiatrists. For everything from depression, suicide watch, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, they're Jeffrey Epstein's lover / cohort in criminal activity. I don't know how many young babies on Epstein Island were murdered. They found bones of little children offshore. The little animals, the little fish, ate everything off these little bones, little tiny bones of little tiny babies off the island. I think it was the Navy that found the divers. They found that. Well, Ghislaine Maxwell, she's on suicide watch because she's facing 40 years in prison. She's not a young woman. I think she's 60 years old. She's going to have to spend 40 years in prison. She'll get out when she's 100. But when she gets out, she'll go back to her old ways. The demons are powerful. They don't go away. They stay put until that person dies. Then the demons find somebody else. Christ even said that. You cast a demon out, you make sure that house is clean, and you fill that house up with something, you better fill it up with true religion. Because if you don't fill it up with the things of God, that demon is going to come back with seven other demons more powerful than that initial demon. Well, Ghislaine, she's on suicide watch. We're a country in need of psychiatrists. Depression, suicide, ADHD, ADD, and there's the list, I think, if you put all these 3, 4, 5-letter acronyms together, probably 100? 200? Now, let's talk about insanity. I have another question for you. Now, you answered the first question. Yes, these people definitely must have demons. Something is not right. Something powerful that controls them. Now, the next question. Can a man get pregnant? Well, this is out of healthline.com. Yes, it is possible for men to become pregnant and give birth to children of their own. How do you like that for insanity? I'm reading the black and the white. This is not my opinion. This is not just, this is the black and the white. Healthline.com. In fact, it's probably more common than you think for men to get pregnant. Dang, I want to see my first example of a pregnant man. I've seen men that are fat and have a big belly. They're pregnant. I missed it. Rick Rodriguez will be back to continue the insanity in empire. 1360 KHNC for broadcast and podcast. We'll be back.
treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey,
yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
The Culture of Madness. Calling good evil and evil good. So it says here in the article, in order to explain, we'll need to break down some common misconceptions about how we understand the term man. Well, we've had misconceptions. You know, I've always thought that I was a man, but I had misconceptions. Not all people who were assigned male at birth, which is all male at birth, identify as a man. Those who are cisgender men, conversely, some people who were assigned female at birth, AFAB, so there's AMAB, a man at birth, and there's a female at birth, identify as men. These folks may be transgender men or trans masculine people. Geez, I don't know what the heck I am. I got to talk to my wife about this tonight. Do you see what I'm saying? A culture at the end of the world that would be mad. And it would take the madness as an empire, and the whole world would be polluted with the insane thinking, or would it be normal thinking, of an insane nation. This empire, there's an empire at the end of the world called Babylon the Great. And it's an empire more mighty than any other nation that ever existed. And Babylon means Babel, to babble like you're mad, to drool when you're talking, to babble. It also means confusion. Confusion. Because the whole society has been confused about what is, should be normal. There is no normal. Insanity is the new normal. I'm presenting this because as I'm reading these articles, I can't believe it. Transmasculine is used to describe an AF, all-female at birth, individual who identifies or presents toward the masculine side of the spectrum. This person might identify as a man or any number of other gender identities, including non-binary, genderqueer, or agender. So I'm so confused already. Now you see what they're doing to the children in public school, in American education. It's not about ABC. It's about AFAB. Are you AFAB or are you AMAB? A man at birth or a female at birth? It's not about A, B, C, D, E, F. It's not about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's not about C, spot, run, C, Sally, C, spot, run and jump, C, Dick, run, C, Sally, run, because there is no Dick and there is no Sally anymore. There's only Spot. And then Spot is going to be confused too, believing he's a female when he's a male. Or is he AFAB? He was all female at birth. At the end of the world, there would be a culture that would be anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-human, against every human being created in the image of God. There would be a nation that the leaders of the nation are basically mad. Just, I'm going to let you decide. Let's think of Hillary Clinton. Let's think of the years ago Janet Reno, who was caught with little children, little girls, in the car. And anybody that even found out about it got the flu. Everybody seems to be getting the flu. There's the, you know, there's the Corona flu. There's the Clinton flu. There's the George Bush W flu. There's all these flus that go around. We are a culture, a country in need of psychiatrists for ADHD, ADD. There's a condition called AB normal. They abnormal, like the old young Frankenstein. Remember, they would kid about AB normal. There's MMS now. Multiple Madness Syndrome. I was having coffee with some friends today, and one friend said that he believed that Antichrist is alive. That Antichrist, he's been coming, and he's got to be alive, but nobody knows who he is. Well, in the past, I have given you the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. The riddle of the last seven presidents of the United States of America. There will be eight administrations, final administrations of this country, but there would only be seven presidents. The first president to begin to set things in motion was Jimmy Carter. Ronald Reagan was number two. George H.W. Bush was number three. Bill Clinton, four. George Jr., five. Number six was Barack Obama. The seventh king, or the seventh president of America, would be Donald Trump. We're in the days of Donald Trump's ministry, of his presidency. He's still president. He won the election. It's been proven. 2,000 mules. He's still the president, but he's not been allowed to return to the Oval Office. But the eighth king in the riddle is of the seven kings. The eighth king in there, I'm sorry, the yeah, there's the eighth king. There are seven administrations, eight kings. One king holds a power for roughly 16 years, an initial administration and a final administration of this country. I hope you're going to stay put. We're going to talk a little bit more about that riddle in a second. A nation that has gone mad. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey Jaquint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey Jaquint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire. I send you to burn. Fire. I send you to learn. I'll see you burn. You fought hard and you saved and earned.
Well, I guess I should tell you a secret that according to God's holy word, the people that won't repent, fire. There's going to be fire, eternal fire. These people that are killing, that are going to kill billions of people, all the men that I had mentioned earlier, Hitler, these men were responsible for millions of people, millions and millions of innocent lives. These people that I mentioned a little bit later, Klaus Schwab, Fauci, and a whole group, another group, a collective. It is a like a group. They all work together. They have a queen bee called Antichrist that is already directing them. Antichrist is alive. He's been in power already. I'm saying that you have already witnessed his first time in the presidency of this country. The riddle says there are 8 administrations, 7 kings, meaning or 7 presidents. Only 7 presidents, but 8 administrations. So one of the 7 gets a dual time at the wheel. Let's go down the line. Jimmy Carter, Jimmy is too old. Reagan, he's dead. George Bush Sr., sorry, he's not here. He's gone. How about Bill Jefferson Clinton? If you have seen Bill lately, he's hidden somewhere with a group of women, most likely. Number 5, George H.W. Bush, or George W. Donald Trump destroyed the Bush dynasty. Bush, Donald Trump, destroyed the Bush dynasty and the Clinton dynasty. They're never coming back. Hillary cannot come back. The Bible says there will never be an American woman, or there will never be a woman as an American president. Impossible for her to come back. She's in the Bible, in a whole, almost a whole chapter in the Bible about her. Then you have Barack Obama, Barry Satoru. Barry Satoru is number 6. It says in the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, that the 7th king, Donald Trump, is only in position for a short space. Now, he had a full 2 spaces, the first and the second space, but he's been removed from position, so far he's only had a short space. He didn't get his full time that he was elected to. Donald, I'm sorry to say, is not going to come back. The 8th king is of the 7. The 8th president is of the 7. And he will resume power shortly. Joe Biden is not recognized by God in the book of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. Biden is not recognized. Donald Trump is recognized as still the president of this country. The only one who can replace Donald Trump is Barry Satoru, Barack Obama. As a minister of God's word, that's exactly what I do. I minister what I see, what God has revealed to me. I can only minister it to you. I don't ask you to believe it. I can't force you to believe it. I can only ask you to consider it, to watch, see what develops. Presently, Barry Satoru, that's his Christian name, his Muslim name is Barack Obama. The Lord Jesus said he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And the word in the Hebrew means Barak. The word lightning means Barak. And he's already been in one time and he's coming back. I'm not asking you to believe me. But people have asked me today at coffee. A friend believed that there is, that the Antichrist is alive and well. And so I asked him if he wanted to know with the other friends. And I told them his name, Barack, Barry Satoru, Christian name, Muslim name, Barack Obama. And who is going to be, there's going to be an unholy trinity, the devil, Antichrist, and the false prophet. Who's the third individual hidden that's going to be working with Barack Obama? In my estimation, I'm 99% sure it is Bill Gates of Hell. Yes. Bill Gates. I say this because Antichrist has to have someone that is going to run all of the digital weapons for Antichrist. There's only one person that has access to all of the agencies, the digital agencies in this country, in the military. It's Bill Gates. And a friend told me there's going to be building a north of Johnson's Corner out here, west of Johnstown. They're going to put in a new truck stop. And if someone can remember the name of that truck stop, please call Jack. Let him know the name of that truck stop they're going to build. Because the friend told me that Bill Gates's real estate company is involved in building that facility, as well as Gates buying land on the border of Montana and America. Why Colorado? Why Colorado? Colorado. Colorado is a mystery. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com.
Man, pass the bottle over and take a couple hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click the shop.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high risk or low risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003 and ask for the Rev.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
And I forgot that along with Bill Gates of Hell, his real estate company is going to be part of the owners, if I don't know the percentage, of Buc-ee's. They're going to build this Bucky's truck stop here just kind of west of Loveland. And it's a massive, massive facility. And then Sonia, who has her program, she's a host and she's a guest on Thursdays, tomorrow morning. She reminded me that Bill Gates has holdings up and down all through this country, this state, through Colorado. Why? Okay, I don't want you to lose sleep, but you want to know the truth. Inquiring minds want to know the truth. This state is going to be a center of the coming Antichrist system. It is going to be a very vital piece of property. Why? Because in the Old Testament, all of the occult world, they would always build their altars in high places, up high, above everything. Because whoever had the upper ground controlled, and God has the upper ground because he dwells in his third heaven. And Antichrist is going to, it says, he's going to ascend above God's heaven. So Barack Obama, when he becomes Antichrist, when he is wounded, there's going to be an attempt on his life. I believe it's going to be a bullet, and it's going to disfigure his face. This is why he has to have an image representing him in the second half of the Great Tribulation, in the last 3.5 years plus of his last seat of power. He's going to be disfigured. His one eye is going to be blind, darkened, and one of his hands is going to be withered. This is a sign of trauma to the brain. And Colorado is the highest area land-wise in America, in this land of confusion, this land of madness. I have my whole program planned, my notes, where I wanted to go initially, but having coffee with my friends today set me in a different direction. So I'm not going to have coffee with friends anymore. I want to get to the notes. I have hundreds of articles, hundreds, and I've never touched them. But I guess as a minister, I minister whatever the Holy Spirit directs me to do. I present that. The land of the plumed serpent, the true meaning, Amaruca. America was initially called Amaruca, and it included all of America and Central America. The land of the plumed serpent, the land of Satan. And is it evident? Have we turned into a land that is demonically possessed? Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Talk to you one more time tomorrow. We'll end the week. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com. Rest well tonight. Talk to you tomorrow.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
I like guns. I like guns.
The PE Gun Show, July 16th and 17th, is at the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. This show features daily firearm drawings, CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of Second Amendment patriots. Buy, sell, or trade. This show's a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Guns. I like guns.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.